Have you ever poured your heart out in prayer, hoping for a sign or answer, but felt nothing but silence? You're not alone. Even Padre Pio and those closest to him faced that same quiet struggle. Today's reflection offers a gentle reminder for anyone walking through that experience. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Recently, I shared the incredible story of Geppino Gentile, the architect of San Giovanni Rotondo's new church, who survived a murder attempt thanks to Padre Pio's miraculous intervention. If you haven't seen it yet, the link is in the description below. Today's story is, in a way, a continuation. It also revolves around Geppino, but this time, the lesson it carries is deeper and a little more difficult to accept. It comes from the book Padre Pio Speaks of the Madonna by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero, and it answers a question many of us have asked. Why doesn't God always grant our prayers? Nina, Geppino's wife, tells us, "My husband, Geppino Gentile, who worked in San Giovanni Rotondo on the expansion of the new church between 1955 and 1959, fell ill in mid-1961 and worsened in December. He didn't want to go to the hospital, but kidney colic and severe weakness forced him to be admitted on December 13th, the feast of Saint Lucy. He hoped to return to Boiano, our hometown, for Christmas, but he couldn't. In fact, by the start of the new year, 1962, his condition got worse. On January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany, the hospital chaplain, Father Innocente, asked Padre Pio, "Should I administer the anointing of the sick to the architect?" Padre Pio replied, "I will take care of this patient. You take care of the others." At that time, Padre Pio himself was ill and unable to celebrate Mass for 3 days. Geppino improved enough to be discharged from the hospital on January 31st. A spiritual daughter of Padre Pio, Maria Fusco, offered to host the couple so Geppino could remain close to the convent. Padre Pio kept a close eye on them. He'd often say to the friars, "Go and see what these two are doing. Who knows what these poor souls are going through?" Father Eusebio Notte, who frequently visited, later admitted, "I had to go because Padre Pio wouldn't leave me in peace." On March 19th, the feast of Saint Joseph, Geppino's namesake, the superior, Father Rosario, suggested Padre Pio congratulate the architect by phone. Hearing his spiritual father's voice, Geppino said, "Father, you've abandoned me." And with tears in his eyes, Padre Pio replied, console yourselves, my children." Days passed, but Geppino did not improve. One day in April, Nina returned home to find him collapsed on the bathroom floor. "Don't be afraid," he told her. "Just drag me to the chair and call for help." The next day, Nina went to Padre Pio and asked, "Father, should I return to Boiano, where I'll have the help of my parents?" Padre Pio answered, "I will be closer to you when you are far away, closer than to those who live just a few steps from the convent." And so, on April 14th, 1962, they left San Giovanni Rotondo. That December, on the feast of the Immaculate Conception, Geppino's condition worsened. The following year, on January 6th, Nina, exhausted and overwhelmed, passed a large image of Padre Pio in their home. "Father, you're abandoning us," she said. She stopped for a moment and saw that the image of Padre Pio was looking at her with love. Geppino died on January 12, 1963. During his funeral, Nina felt Padre Pio's presence in a wave of perfume. A month later, she returned to San Giovanni Rotondo to see the saint and find comfort. Upon seeing him, she asked, "Father, before, you saved my husband from certain death. This time, why didn't Our Lady hear him?" Padre Pio answered, "He was not chosen at that time. Now he is. Now the Lord has found him prepared." And with that, the story concludes. Sometimes when we pray with all our hearts and see no result, we begin to wonder, why doesn't God hear us? A religious sister once asked Padre Pio a similar question. "Why doesn't Our Lady, from whom all graces flow, listen to the pleas of her children?" Padre Pio responded, "She cannot obtain from God anything that goes against His divine will." Padre Pio himself learned this truth the hard way. Even his requests were sometimes denied, not because God lacked love, but because His plan is greater than our sight. So, if you feel discouraged, if your prayers seem to go unanswered, don't lose heart. Pray with boldness, but surrender with trust. For our good God sees the full picture even when we don't. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.